The other topic of the day was everyone was talking about green mildew. Like, people were like, is that a new cop thing? And I was like,
green mildew?
On tongues. No. So it was Bortles and green mildew on tongues.
Well, let's talk about green mildew on tongues, because we talked yesterday about Carlos Anderson.
Yes.
And his episode on Sunday night.
Yeah, we made fun of it yesterday.
Well, the Westword, you know, the magazine that Denver Chipotles have, that's where I've seen it.
Yeah, I know.
They
distributed in Chipotle in the metro area.
Right. I believe the Independent is the Westword of Colorado Springs. Yes. Anyway, they wrote that the Broncos, through their research and through some website that keeps track of this stuff, have found that with Carlos Henderson's arrest,
yeah,
the Broncos.
I heard he was driving too. Do we have mixed reviews?
I thought he was the passenger.
I heard he was driving, so he could have. I don't know. I've heard two different stories now.
Okay.
So I don't know what's real. I haven't
read. He got arrested.
Yes,
and that's
he was
the
a bad
point
man.
Of the Westword article is that the Broncos since 2000 are tied with the. You want to guess what other team they're tied with? What team they're tied with?
Cleveland Browns?
Wrong.
Texans?
Wrong.
Raiders?
Wrong.
Who gets arrested? Jaguars.
They're playing this weekend. No, it's not the Jaguars. Other game.
Patriots.
Other game.
Oh, Eagles? Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, that one.
Dude, there's nothing to do but get arrested.
They are tied with the Vikings for 49 arrests, is tied for the most.
Oh, wow.
In the NFL.
How many?
The Bengals,
do you know?
49.
49!
The Bengals are third with 44, because I know. That was my first thought. Oh, the Bengals.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Pac-Man.
Bengals at 44. Maybe total jail time spent?
Oh, I bet
the Bengals beat out the Broncos?
Oh, I don't know, man.
But with
the Browns, with Johnny Manziel and Gordon,
not
they had
in
some time.
Sheer number of arrests. Well, I thought the question becomes, does this team have a culture problem, and does that culture problem... Because we remember, what, Aqib and Will Parks and now Carlos Henderson.
Yes.
And we say, John Elway, is this the type of guy that John Elway is bringing in? Well, I have to tell you that the fire started before John Elway even came here. Hit it, Wheels! We should have gotten the one with the shorter intro.
That was my fault. I didn't have the...
No, it's all right. It's fine. So, the Broncos are tied for the most since 2000.
So,
which
we're
is
talking
before
17
John Elway.
Full years.
Okay, let me tell you who they are.
Okay.
Carlos Henderson, Will Parks, Cody Latimer, Shiloh Keough, John Boyette, TJ Ward, Vaughn Miller, JT. Vaughn Miller again, Quentin Salisbury, Quentin Carter, Elvis Dumervil, no, Sean Moreno, Ryan McBean, Matt Prater, Lawrence Maroney, Kevin Alexander. Oh, wait, it started the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. Elway didn't start the fire.
Is that
I have
all
more to go. No.
Okay.
Parrish Cox, DJ Williams, Elvis Dumervil, Ronald Fields, Richard Quinn, Brandon Marshall again. Mark. Elway didn't.
Elway didn't start the fire.
Maybe I should do the quick part.
Elway would start the fire. Yeah. Elway's the fireman.
Here we go again. Andre Hall, Matt Prater again, Daniel Graham, Todd Sauerbrunn, Daryl Hackney, Brandon Marshall. How many times did Brandon Marshall get arrested?
Yes.
David Kirkus, Sam Brandon, Carl Pema, Jake Plummer, DJ Williams, Sam Brandon, Willie Middlebrooks, Sam Brandon, Daryl Gardner, Russell Lewin, Dwayne Carswell, John Mobley.
John LA Mobley.
Did it start the fire? All right.
That was a lot. There's 49 guys. There's like probably, what, 5 repeat offenders in there?
I thought it was a little pitchy, dog.
It was a bit pitchy.
No.
It's still fit for the podcast.
Right there. Okay.
You know, I salute this out. I was like, okay, so the Vikings and the Broncos are the most prevalent arresters. I think I figured out who has the most jail time of any team.
Did you just figure that out?
I just did.
Do you need a song?
No.
Do we have Piano Man?
I think it's the Patriots because of one guy.
Oh, jeez.
Serious. The Patriots. They lead in jail time.
No, there's the Panthers.
Oh, yeah, Ray Carruth. That might have been before 2000.
We have gone down of what was a very... We were making light of dudes getting arrested, and then Chris brings up...
You were wrong, though, by the way.
Why? Ooh.
John Elway did start the fire because he retired.
Oh, that's right. See? All you guys are piling on Elway and want him fired. He is literally the only thing keeping this team together.
Yes. Dude, man. Does it kind of make you feel weird as a Bron... Like, if you're a GM, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Like, the repeat offenders were Von Miller, Brandon Marshall, of course, who was... You know,
a lot of a repeat.
Right.
Matt Prater.
The wide receiver, Brandon Marshall, not the linebacker.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, but Brandon Marshall at that time was like.
Kneeling for
the
anthem.
Was he the best Bronco? He might have been.
Like some of these names, I'm like, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
I remembered every single one of them, though.
Todd Sauerbrunn.
Yes. And Prater.
Prater, of course. Come on.
Sam Brandon twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know Bill Romanowski?
Did he get arrested?
Do you?
I did not know that.
So he got arrested.
I know he was like really a big
poo-poo. What would be the most Bill Romanowski thing to get arrested for?
Assault.
Spitting out of your car, polluting.
Spitting out of your car, that's good.
Urinating at a Taco Bell. That's called polluting in Fort Collins.
August 9th of 2000, Bill Romanowski was indicted on four felony charges of fraudulently obtaining prescription diet drugs. Additional note, he was acquitted. Oh, yeah, but he still got arrested. That's the way
acquitted.
It says, additional note. Colon.
Whose face
acquitted.
Is that? Oh, is that Brian?
That's Brian Greasy.
Well, he was DUI, I think.
DUI.
Yeah.
You know what?
Rod Smith?
DUI.
No. Misdemeanor assault.
Hmm.
Oh. You know what, man?
I know that.
It was funny. I won't say the player. I've heard players talk about when they go out that it's so hard not. Like, people always want to fight them. You know what I mean? Number one, because they're. Big boys, and number two, people want to test themselves on it. And I was like, why do you go out? And he's like, you have to. He goes, you can't just sit at home all the time. And he goes, it's just difficult. I think that's going into clubs. So maybe just stay away from clubs.
Getting a few texts. Paul says, what about the Cowboys? Lots of arrests down there. I don't think since, again, you have to think of since 2000.
Yeah, that was mostly 90s.
Right.
They
and that's
take
why,
guys who've been arrested.
That's true.
Like Hardy. Randy Gregory and Greg Hardy.
Yes. Yeah. And you know what?
Was Randy Gregory ever arrested for pot? I just think he was tested positive.
But you know the thing about it is the more like convict-y the Cowboys become, the better they are.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Ray says, how about Atlanta with Michael Vick?
Oh, yeah. They might be running the money. That's true. That's a good one.
He was a Falcon the entire time.
That's true.
Yeah, Dave says, got to have a fall guy when you go out.
Exactly.
Thanks,
Chris Carter. Yeah, exactly.
More, you know. All right.
I would have one. I'd be like, dog, I'm paying you for this.
So bad.
There is never going to be green residue on my tongue.
I thought it was skirting the line, just me singing about guys getting arrested. Remember John Boyette, who stole a shovel and covered himself in mulch so the cops wouldn't find him? That's
it didn't work.
That's a higher note to end it on.
Yes.